So a quick word now with Florentina Parker. Of course, the 2010 champion, the Deloitte Ladies Open champion, or in fact, in fact, it was the IBN AMRO champion in those days, wasn't it? At Brooke Polder.
Exactly, it was in Rotterdam at Brooke Polder Golf Club, and it was the IBN and AMRO Open back then, a long time ago, but that was my first professional win, so I have great memories in Holland.
I can remember we actually did radio, live radio there, and I followed you that year. That was very exciting to see, and great crowds for quite a small club there.
Oh, it was brilliant. We had great weather. I think it was just two holes. We had some random rain, but after that it was perfectly fine. And, you know, it was nice having people walk the fairways with you and cheering for you. I had my cousin on the bag, and she was very pretty, so all the Dutchmen were pleased, and they were cheering for me, so it was good.
Well, big cheers going on here at the 18th hole. Any idea what may have happened here?
Denmark just made an eagle on the last. I'm not sure what obviously their standings are, but it's always nice to finish with a three on a par five.
And of course, we're here for the Ladies Nations Invitational. And that event is new this year. It's part of the ING Private Banking Week. And I'm just wondering, Florentina, as past champion of the Dutch Ladies Open, how do you feel about that? Because this is a completely new event. And in fact, it's taken the place of the Ladies Open.
Yes, I know, but in, you know, the situations in Europe at the moment with tournaments, it's very difficult, especially ladies golf. So it's great for ING to take the initiative to start a different format, which is better for them. And for us, it's great. You know, it's different. And obviously, individual tournaments are the norm each week. But, you know, both would probably be ideal at the end of the day, but it's a start-up, so I'm sure they're going to have a sit-down after this week and see how it went and the pros and cons of this event or the pros and cons of an individual stroke play, and I'm sure they'll make a good decision.
But how did you feel when you teed off here at the International, at Amsterdam? Quite a different atmosphere, and I'm sure the listeners can hear in the background music going on galore. In fact, you tee off to music and clapping and shouting.
Well, it's a fun week. They want to get new golfers. They want to inspire young children, and to make it, you know, away from the snobby golf sport that people think it is. And I think it's a great idea, and it's more relaxed. It's more fun for us. It's obviously not quite as serious as an individual stroke play event, and you know, I think it's a great thing for us, and it's different. And I think ladies golf needs to be different to compete with the men.
I know a lot of people felt that just playing nine holes, well, a match nine holes for lady professionals now, is that really enough? Doesn't sound quite a full round of golf, does it? Well, it isn't.
No, but it's actually it's exhausting because you're out there for quite a long time playing with six people and you're, you know, trying to concentrate on two different matches, the singles and the foursomes, because you can help each other out. And you know what, we play nine holes and it's actually really nice. We come in, have lunch and then go out again, you know, and play our next match. And I think also for spectators, it's nice. They walk nine holes with us and they can have a drink, come back to the clubhouse and then go out again. And I think it's perfect.
That is, as you say, the wonderful thing with this event, quite unusual, that you go out in six of you, two teams of three, playing a foursome match and a singles match. So quite complicated. But they've solved that rather nicely with the commentators, haven't they, that walk around with you.
Exactly. So they let us know what's going on. Sometimes you're confused what you're playing, singles or foursomes, and it's not your turn to hit, but and there's quite a few balls on the green, you know, it's great that we're actually playing together. So even if you're playing the singles, you're not by yourself because you have your other two team members with you, and you obviously can ask each other for help and lines or clubbing, and as we play the nine holes again in the afternoon with the same pin positions, it's also nice to see what you did in the morning or the other person did, and you can give each other advice. And I think it's all about the team, or like in the title it says Lady Nations Invitational, and I think that's exactly what we're doing. We're sticking together and we're playing as a team.
And the great thing is, of course, that the spectators, perhaps people are coming here that don't know a lot about golf, they can listen to the commentary. It's like having radio commentary or TV commentary with you live on the course, so they can learn what's happening and learn a bit more about golf.
Exactly, and as it's not as serious, I think we're more approachable as in a normal stroke play event. You can, you know, come up and say, you know, what's going on, and you know, or you know, you can laugh about the bad shots together, and you can, you know, celebrate the good ones. And I think that's the beauty in this format.
A little bit of a back to the good old days of amateur golf.
Exactly, and I mean, back then they had us working harder with 36 each day, but you know, obviously we're not getting younger, so it's it is actually very nice playing the 2x9 holes.
Anyway, Florentina Parker from England, thank you very much. I wish you well with your team tomorrow, and we'll see you at the end of the day. Thank you.
Thank you.